Remembering all my duties as I try to shake my gluties and do that thing for you. Yeah, I still got my seal sucker. I'm not putting my seal sucker in mothballs until we have the first hard freeze. Because around here, you just never know. Oh, wait a minute. I thought the morning was going to go uneventfully without any problems, but I'm starting to get a flashback. I believe in reincarnation. I believe I lived as the Wild West's first Yiddish lawman. They called me Irving Grease Manowitz. And I rode a horse that didn't canter a gallop, he slept. I had a 10-gallon yarmulke. And in my holsters, instead of guns, I had big jars of Kreplach. And everywhere I rode, proudly, the goyim would line the streets, take off their hats and sing respectfully, ride, 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 Irving. Ride, 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 Irving. While I was schlepping up and down the streets, everything was quiet. I was selling macaroons and Passover candies, little clusters of turtles. Macaroons! Macaroons! The goyim would answer the door, Maca what? Macaroons, you goy, you want to buy a can of macaroons? No, Sheriff, but I'd love to buy some burritos. Burritos? We'll have to bury the plates for 20 years to eat a burrito. What are you, nuts? Macaroons! But they didn't understand, and I was very, very frustrated and fearing a poor performance at Passover, selling my macaroons, I wouldn't get any Hanukkah geld, so I walked down to talk to Rabbi Kupferberg down at Beth Yenta. I was the only member. Well, the cantor was there, but I'd sit there in that big empty temple. I'd say, we got to get more members. He'd say, you're telling me we got to get more members? I'm moving out of here. We got to get more members. I said, you can't close down Beth Yenta. He said, you haven't sold any macaroons. You haven't sold any turtle clusters. You haven't collected for UNICEF. You haven't done nothing. We need more members. I said, I'll tell you what. Why don't we go out and convert the Apaches? Think about it. He said, what? The Indians? I said, yeah. They're chanting, honey. It's not far from the half Torah. If you think about Baruch, I mean, I'm sure they can master it. It's close. We can explain to them, and sure, they'd convert. Rabbi Kupferberg thought about it. He said, nah. I said, what are you talking, nah? He said, we can't have them in here scalping people. I said, you're one to talk. $200 for a ticket for high services. Let's talk scalping here, eh?
When you borrow the hard way, you have to show.